Where's Peas Blossom?
Ready.
Scratch my head, Peas Blossom.
Come, sit thee down upon this flowery bed while I thy amiable cheeks decoy. And thick musk roses in thy sleek, smooth head. And kiss thy fair, large ears. Oh, my gentle joy.
Where's Monsieur Cobweb?
Ready.
Oh, Monsieur Cobweb. Good Monsieur, get ye your weapons in your hand and kill me a red-hipped humblebee on the top of a thistle. And good Monsieur, bring me the honey bag. Don't fret yourself too much in the action, Monsieur. And good Monsieur, have a care the honey bag break not. I'll be loath to have you overflown with a honey bag, Signor. Where's Monsieur Mustard Seed?
Ready.
Give me your knee, Monsieur Mustard Seed. I pray you leave your curtsy, good Monsieur.
What's your will?
Oh, nothing, good Monsieur, but to help Cavalier Cobweb to scratch. Oh, I must have the barber's, Monsieur, for he thinks I am marvellous hairy about the face. And I am such a tender ass, if my hair do but tickle me. Oh, I must scratch.
What? Wilt thou hear some music, my sweet love?
I have a reasonable good ear in music. Let's have the tongues and the bones.
Oh, say, sweet love. Oh, what thou desirest to eat.
Truly a peck of provender. I could munch a good dry oats. Methinks I have a great desire to a bottle of hay. Good hay, sweet hay, hath no fellow.
Have a venturous fairy that shall seek the squirrel's hoard. Fetch thee new nuts.
I had rather have a handful or two of dry peas. But let none of your people stir me. I have an exposition of sleep come upon me.
Sleep thou. And I will wind thee in my arms. There is a way. The always a way. So does the woodbine, the sweet honeysuckle gently entwist. The female ivy so in rings the barky fingers of the elf. Oh, how I love thee. Oh, how I dote on thee.
Seest thou this sweet sight? Her dotage now I do begin to pity. For meeting her of late behind the wood, seeking sweet favours for this hateful fool, I did upbraid her and fall out with her. For she his hairy temples then had rounded with coronet of fresh and fragrant flowers. And that same dew, which sometime on the buds was wont to swell like round and orient pearls, stood now within the pretty floweret's eyes like tears that did their own disgrace bewail, when I had at my pleasure taunted her, and she in mild terms begged my patience. I then did ask of her her changeling child, which straight she gave me, and her fairy sent to bear him to my bower in fairy land. And now I have the boy, I will undo this hateful imperfection of her eyes. And, gentle Puck, take this transformed scalp from off the head of this Athenian swain, that he, awaking when the other do, may all to Athens back again repair, and think no more of this night's accidents, but as the fierce vexation of a dream. But first, I will release the fairy queen. Be as thou wast wont to be. See as thou wast wont to see. Dian's bud, or Cupid's flower, hath such force and blessed power. Now, my Titania, wake you, my sweet queen.
My Oberon.
visions have I seen? Methought I was enamored of an ass.
There lies your love.
Oh, how came these things to pass? Oh, how mine eyes do loathe his visage now.
Silence a while. Robin, take off this head. Titania, music calls.
Music. Music such as charmeth sleep.
Now when thou wak'st with thine own fool's eyes, peep.
Sound music. Come, my queen, take hands with me. Rock the ground whereon they sleep as thee. Now thou and I are new in amity. We will tomorrow midnight solemnly dance in Duke Theseus' house triumphantly, and bless it to all fair prosperity. There shall the pairs of faithful lovers be wedded with Theseus, all in jollity.
Fairy king, attend and mark, I do hear the morning lark.
And my queen in silence sad, trip we after nightshade. We the globe can compass soon, swifter than the wandering moon.
Come, my lord, and in our flight, tell me how it came this night that I sleeping here was found with these mortals on the ground.
I was with Hercules and Cadmus once, when in the wood of Crete they bathed the bear with hounds of Sparta. Never did I hear such gallant chiding. For beside the groves, the skies, the fountains, every region near seemed all one mutual cry. I never heard so musical a discord, such sweet thunder.
Good morrow, friends. St. Valentine is past. Looking these woodbirds but a couple now. But speak, Aegeus, is this not the day that Hermia should give answer of her choice?
It is, my lord.
I pray all stand up. I know you two are rival enemies. How comes this gentle concord in the world, that hatred is so far from jealousy, to sleep by hate and fear no enmity?
My lord, I shall reply amazedly, half sleep, half waking, and as yet I swear I cannot truly say how I came. But as I think, for truly would I speak. And now I do bethink me, so it is. I came hither with Hermia. Our intent was to be gone from Athens, where we might, without the peril of the Athenian law...
Enough, enough, my lord, you have enough. I beg the law upon his head. They would have stolen away, they would, Demetrius, thereby to have defeated you and me, you of your wife, and me of my consent that she should be your wife.
My lord, fair Helen told me of their stealth. Of this their purpose hither to this wood. And I in fury hither followed them, fair Helena in fancy following me. But my good lord, I wot not by what power, but by some power it is, my love to Hermia, melted as the snow, seems to me now as the remembrance of an idle gourd which in my childhood I did dote upon. Nor the faith, the virtue of my heart, the object and the pleasure of mine eye is only Helena. To her, my lord, was I betrothed ere I saw Hermia. But like a sickness did I loathe this food, but as in health come to my natural taste. Now I do wish it, love it, long for it, and will forevermore be true to it.
Aegeus, I will overbear your will, for in the temple by and by with us these couples shall eternally be knit.
These things seem small and undistinguishable. Like far-off mountains turned into clouds.
Methinks I see these things with parted eye, and everything seems double.
So methinks. And I have found Demetrius like a jewel. Mine own and not mine own.
Are you sure that we're awake? It seems to me that yet we sleep, we dream. Do not you think the Duke was here and bid us follow him?
Yea, and my father, and Hippolyta.
He bid us follow to the temple.
Why, then we are awake. Let's follow him, and by the way, let us recount our dream.
My cue comes, call me and I will answer. Next is Most Fair Pyramus. Hey-ho, Peter Quince. Float the bellows bender. Snout the tinker. Starveling. God's my life, stolen ends had left me asleep. I have had a most rare vision. I have had a dream past the wit of man to say what dream it was. And is but an ass if it go about to expound this dream. Methought I was. Because no man can tell what. Methought I was. Methought I had. But man is but a patch fool if he'll offer to say what methought I had. The eye of man hath not heard, ear of man hath not seen. Man's hand is not able to taste, his tongue to conceive, nor his heart to report what my dream was. I will get Peter Quince to write a ballad of this dream. It shall be called Bottom's Dream. Because it hath no bottom. And I will sing it in the latter end of a play before the Duke. Peradventure, to make it the more gracious, I shall sing it at her death.